City's favourite, KC 107.7.
Tune in on 17 December at 13:30 as we speak with Zola, a member of the LGBTQIA plus community and a gender-based violence survivor, as well as Sharon Cox from the Triangle Project, to discuss the help available and the practical steps that survivors of gender-based violence can take to keep and help them keep safe.
Good day, my name is Mike and I'm joined today by Zola, who is a survivor of gender-based violence, who's bravely agreed to share her story with us. We're also joined by Sharon Cox from the Triangle Project, which is a trusted partner to the Western Cape Department of Social Development. They're also a human rights organisation offering services to the LGBTQIA plus persons, their partners and their families. First of all, Zola, thank you so much for joining us and for being willing to share your experience. Tell us what happened.
Okay, so I was raped twice in my life. At first I was 16 years old and I was still in high school, and it was just, you know, someone that you call a brother that you trust, and then you draw up in front of them and stuff, and then the person just wait for the wife to go to work, and then after the wife is at work, and then you become the wife in the house. It's more like that. And then when I reported at school, because of course the teacher notices, I used to be a brave child and stuff. So the teacher noticed it, and then after that we reported to the social workers and stuff. But you know, it is funny enough that when we go to the social workers, and the person that was supposed to stand up for me just sit there and then said, I'm lying, I'm those people that you took from Eastern Cape, and then they come and then they took your husband, get jealous, even to the principal, and they believe the person that was supposed to stand up for me. Yeah, well, and then I was like, then it's okay. So the teacher, the other teacher that was KB, economic teacher, she took me in, and then the same person went to the teacher and then told the person that, oh, you cannot keep this person in your house, you know, because when you're not here, they will sleep with your husband. Yeah, well, so, but the teacher believed me, and then they took me in, they find me a place in a safe house. So, yeah. And then when I was, I think that was 2016, went out with friends in Strand. It was very nice. So we went to the beach. From the beach, I was supposed to go back home, but they asked me to stay. So I stayed, and then we went to Mtato Lounge. And when we get there, it was very nice. I wasn't drinking because I just came out from the hospital. And then next thing, we went to the bathroom, me and my friend. So my friend was supposed to wait for me outside of the bathroom. When I got out, my friend was not there. And then I go where we were sitting, there was no one there. Yeah. So I started wandering around, and then I thought I knew the place. So I was like, okay, I know that we passed by police station and stuff, so I'll just go. But luckily, when I walk out, someone else saw me, and then the guy followed me, and he said, no, I think I can accompany you and stuff. But on our way, we see the boys, and then they were coming on us, and then they beat the guy, and then they take me and to this walkie. And then next thing, it was one guy after the other guy, and then lucky there was someone who came for me. He acted like I'm the auntie's child, and they're like, what are you doing here? And then what will the aunt say and stuff? And then he quickly dropped me on the table and then take me to his work. I was even scared even when he took me there. But he asked someone to lock the door outside so that the friends will think that he is not there. Yeah.
What an absolutely horrific experience. I thank you for telling us about that. Obviously, this has had a huge impact on your life. Mm. Now, at the moment, where are you in your journey of recovery, and what are you doing at the moment?
I think I won't say I'm fine. There are times when I'm sleeping and then I get scared, and then there are times where I am with a lot of people in a space where there's a lot of people and I don't feel safe. Mm. But with the work that I'm doing and the support that I got from, so in years, I like for 10 years, and then I was volunteer at Triangle.
At Triangle Project.
Yes.
So that's where you're working for at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. So would you suggest to people who, like you, have been through an horrific experience like this, particularly if they are with the LGBTQIA plus community, what would you encourage them to do?
To go get help. You'll never know.
Approach Triangle, perhaps?
And then if you come to us, we're always willing. We're always there, and then we work with you. Like, for instance, I'm the one of the example. I even get to the college through Triangle Project. I now have a job even at Triangle Project. And they even get me a job at Heart in Stellenbosch before I work for them. So I've been doing, like, amazing. They support me with everything that they got. So
that is
if you
fantastic.
Come to us, we are your people.
We
love you. And say, so you can just come and get
the help
you need from us.
Zola, thank you so much. Sharon, you've heard that story. I'm sure you've heard similar stories all too often. What are the services that are available to this community when they need it?
So at Triangle Project, we see people holistically. You aren't just one thing or another. There are many needs, particularly after such trauma. So what we will do is we will assess what the needs are. Perhaps your first need is to be taken to a clinic. If you're going to report it, or even if you aren't going to report it, perhaps you need that service. Perhaps in this example, the rape has resulted in a pregnancy and you need support through a decision on what to do. And so that has got to be taken into account. If you're going to report, perhaps you need support doing that. You will need counselling services. You may not know it at the time, but you will need that. If you're taking it to court, we ensure that you are prepared for that process. It's a very traumatic process to go to court with cases like this. So we ensure that a person is well informed, they know the process, they understand the process, and they don't do it alone. So we will support you through the court process, and we will intervene with the criminal justice system when and if it's necessary. But you will be supported through the process.
One of the biggest problems with this kind of situation is that very often the perpetrator of these kinds of crimes is known to the victim, maybe even within the same house. Can you, as Triangle, help people to access shelter services if they need them?
Yeah, it's one of the challenging things, but one of the deep realities of situations like this is if the perpetrator is known to the victim, in the case that Sola had outlined earlier, you need safety. With LGBTIQA plus crimes, often you don't know the perpetrator.
Right.
But within whichever community you are in, the perpetrator walks amongst you, lives amongst you, will intimidate victims. And so you will need to be taken outside of that particular community and placed in safety. We have recently had a shelter that has dedicated LGBTI space opened, which is a first that the Department of Social Development has been really instrumental in doing that and funding the organization that does this great work. And it's exactly what we needed, because safe space is very limited for LGBTIQ plus people. And so we always struggled with that. At least now we have
a
space.
The other problem for this community is that when they try to report the abuse, they often face further discrimination. What can they do?
Secondary victimization is a reality for LGBTI people, not only in cases of rape, for example, but intimate partner violence, which is prevalent in LGBTI communities, and we don't really talk about it because there is that double stigma of having been abused and then having to come out about the fact that your partner may be another woman, for example.
Yeah.
So victimization and secondary victimization is prevalent, and we will intervene any time that there is such handling by authorities.
I really want to thank both of you so much for joining us, Sharon and Zola. If you are a member of the LGBTQIA plus community, and if you need help with gender-based violence services, call the Department of Social Development on 0800 220 250. That's 0800 220 250, or you can call the Triangle Project on their helpline. It's 021 712 6699. That's 021 712 6699, or you can inbox them through their social media platforms.
KC 107.7, the sound that sets you free. 107.7.
Yes,